Producing Tactile Materials, an Update by Robert Jaquess. Reprinted from Braille Monitor, Volume 56, Number 11, December 2013. Two photos appear on the page. Photo 1, the Tubot 3D printer. Photo 2, the caption, the MakerBot Replicator 2 printer. From the editor. A longtime Federationist, Robert Jaquess is passionate about the value of tactile materials for blind students. Like a growing number of educators and parents, he believes that blind students should be taught and encouraged to use models and tactile graphics along with other adaptive tools. As a member of the NFB's Committee on Research and Development, he has followed developments in the field closely since 1993. Currently, he serves as director of the recently announced 3D Tactile Graphics Division of the American Thermoform Corporation, ATC. In the April 2012 issue of the Braille Monitor, I wrote an article entitled Technology for Producing Tactile Materials. The technologies described are often referred to as 3D technologies. Products are improving and prices are decreasing, developments that will have a major effect on the education of the blind. Now a teacher can find an image using the internet, download it, and produce a model for his or her students. Blind and low vision students can more easily understand the concepts being taught and will be able to feel models of cultural artifacts. I will describe two devices, the Tubot and the MakerBot Replicator 2. It should be noted that both the Tubot and Replicator 2 are most likely to be used by sighted teachers and transcribers. The software requires the user to view an image on screen in order to produce it. There is a photo at this point, the caption, the Tubot. The Tubot is an easy-to-use computer-controlled milling machine that connects to a PC with a USB cable. This machine uses blocks of foam measuring 12 by 13¾ inches and up to 2 inches thick. The foam blocks are inexpensive, ranging in price from $4 to $28 per piece, depending upon the type of foam used. To operate the Tubot, the user removes a frame from the Tubot, installs a piece of foam in the frame, and inserts the frame back into the Tubot. The software is started, an image selected, parameters set, and the job started. When the first side of the model is complete, the foam dust is vacuumed out, and the frame is removed, flipped over, and inserted back into the Tubot. The job then resumes, cutting the backside of the model. When the job is complete, the model is detached from the remains of the foam block. Depending on the size and complexity of the model, a job can take anywhere from 20 minutes to 3 hours. The Tubot sells for $5,995. A complete turnkey system, including a supply of foam and an industrial vacuum cleaner, sells for $6,595. A photo appears at this point, the caption, the MakerBot Replicator 2. The MakerBot Replicator 2 is a 3D printer that uses spools of ABS filament to construct models by melting and then depositing drops of molten plastic under computer control. The Replicator 2 can create models impossible for a milling machine to produce. The build volume is in inches, 11.2 long, 6 wide, and 6.1 high. Like the Tubot, the Replicator 2 is also easy to use. It connects to a PC using a USB cable. The models are built in layers. Imagine building a loaf of bread standing on its end. The loaf could be built by stacking up the slices of bread until the loaf is complete. The process is similar for the replicator. The user starts the software, selects an image, sets parameters, and starts the job. When the job is complete, the model is removed from the replicator and any support material is removed. Support material is necessary when a model has an overhang, for example, the head of an animal. The replicator can deposit material either on its base plate or on previously deposited material. If a model of an animal is needed, support material is produced to hold up the animal's head. The Replicator 2 sells for $2,400. American Thermoform Corporation is proud to sell these fine products. Anyone with questions should contact the author by writing to Robert Jaquess, Director, 3D Tactile Graphics Division, American Thermoform Corporation, 1758 Brackett Street, Laverne, California, 91750, or by phone at 909-593-6711, extension 107, by email at rjaquess@3dtactilegraphics.com, or check out the website www.3dtactilegraphics.com. Reference: Jaquess, Robert, 2012, April, Advanced Technology for Producing Tactile Materials, Braille Monitor, 55-4. https://nfb.org/images/nfb/publications/bm/bm12/bm12/bm12047.htm